الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the three things that I mentioned: look, plan and act. In the look has to do with facing facts, with accepting the reality of the situation as it might be. Planning has to do with goal setting and creating a strategy and roadmap. And then finally we come to the actual part. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you look at results. This is where you actually execute and deliver. And that is the actions. At the end of the day, you can have the most fantastic and most accurate diagnosis of a situation, and then you can have the best of strategies and the best of strategic plans. But if action and execution does not follow on it, then there are still no results, even though the diagnosis is correct and even though the plan is there. The results come only from actions, and that's why it's very important to act. Now, before you act, however, what is very important is to set a set of metrics, a set of measurements to assess that action. What is the goal? What is the measurement in terms of the action? What constitutes right action? What constitutes sufficient action? Because you can have both. You can have wrong action, or you can have right action but not enough, both of which will not give you the results. So therefore, metrics, measurements are very, very important. Without measurement, you cannot execute. One of the, take the Quran for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly mentioned measurement with regard to actions. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Allah said, on that day of judgment, you will be shown the smallest of your actions, whether they are good or bad. Mithqala dharra, even if it is as small as the weight of an atom. So, measurement is very much part of any kind of results. What you measure, you know. What you know, you can guarantee. What you do not measure, you do not know. What you do not know, you cannot guarantee. So if you're looking at quality, then you cannot guarantee quality unless you can measure. Supposing you say customer service, say, what is the meaning of customer service? Say, I have got good customer service. What is the measurement of good customer service? How do you measure it? Unless you measure it, you don't know. So also with anything. One of the finest examples of measuring the so-called unmeasurable is the development of the Lexus. When Toyota decided to go into the luxury car market, it's a great case study. We did that when I was doing my MBA. Lexus became the fastest selling, most popular luxury car in America. And it beat all sales of all American cars, plus it beat sales of BMW, Mercedes. And the reason was that in the development of Lexus, they actually went to the owners of luxury cars. They went to the owners of Rolls-Royce, of Bentley, of the upscale BMWs and Mercedes and so on. And they asked them questions which are the most nebulous kind of questions you can imagine. For example, they asked them, what do you feel when you sit in the back seat of a Rolls? What do you see? What do you feel when you sit in the back seat? They said, what do you feel when you floor the accelerator on a BMW? And if you floor the accelerator, I mean, I've driven BMW, so I know what it feels like. The car sort of, it's like a leopard before it springs. You know, it goes in like this and then goes boom, and then you get pushed back in the seat with a thrust. So they ask questions. What do you feel when the chauffeur or when the doorman of a hotel shuts the door of your S-Class Mercedes. You don't get a tin can sound, you get a very satisfying thump. They ask these questions, which are completely questions that are the most indistinct that you can imagine. And they converted the answers to those questions into the most concrete thing that exists, which is an engineering drawing. There is nothing more concrete than an engineering drawing, because engineering drawings are all based on measurements and, you know, all kinds of things. They converted these answers into engineering drawings, and the result was the Lexus. The Lexus is, the design of it is, in my view, a classic example of the power of metrics, the power of measurement to deliver results. So actions must always have metrics. Second one is, based on the metrics, you must create now assessment parameters, you must measurement of performance. And the thing to watch out for there is the whole issue of time. Because any measurement that is not time bound is not a measurement. So at the end of the day, after the measurement, there must be, by what time will this be done? I mentioned this yesterday also with regard to the roadmap, and it's an important thing enough to mention again and again. Question of time. The reason I'm saying is because this is where procrastination comes in. I mean, how many of us make this have this desire to become Huffaz of Quran? How many of us manage to do it? And there's only one reason. The reason is that we do not put a time frame on it. So we are never serious about it. We're never serious about it. We have a desire, yes, I want to be Hafiz Quran, I want to, you know, memorize so many siparas. But when it never happens, why does it not happen? Because there is no time frame. We never say, I want to become Hafiz Quran by this date. And because there is no time frame, it is there in the back of the mind, good intention, never happens. And there's always some other thing which comes in, and so on and so on. Procrastination is the biggest killer of all good intentions. A lot of people, I want to develop my body, I want to lose weight, I want to go to the gym. All of these things, if you find the result is not happening, there is only one reason, and that is there is no timeline on that statement. Put a timeline. Then only and only then will the goal or will your intention be converted into a goal which is inshallah achievable. So final point is, procrastination should be completely killed, not just avoided, must be destroyed. And that's what I want to end this with, to say that inshallah, if we can convert these, a good diagnosis, which is look, followed by a good plan, which is a strategy, followed by action, which has metrics, measurements, and which has a time frame. If we can do that inshallah, then our projects and so on will be inshallah successful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do things which are beneficial, and enable us to do things which please Him, and to save us from all that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.